My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you very much for watching and for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen and watch each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number two, and I am really excited. I want to get right to my first guest, and then we'll talk about my second guest of the hour that's coming in as well to talk about what's happening with J6. But let me get right to a gentleman that I have had on the program before, and it's always just a huge honor to have him with me. I want to welcome Mayor David Rubin to the program. Mayor, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being with me today. My prayers and thoughts and love are with you and the people of Israel, and I appreciate you being with me in this very trying hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mayor, Can you tell me your experience as it relates to this situation? I know that there was a surprise attack to a degree, but there were a lot of people who felt that this was boiling up, the threats were becoming very, very real. What was your Pastor take Greg, on that? Yes.
Pastor Greg, I've been on your show a few times, and I've been warning for about 10 years now that allowing the buildup of Hamas weaponry and Hamas missiles and Hezbollah weaponry and Hezbollah missiles, that it is a mortal danger to Israel, that they should have been stopped a long time ago. But I'm not going to start ascribing blame.
You know,
we in Israel know how to fight a war and to put the investigations to the side. There will be an investigation, internal investigation in Israel to see how this was allowed to happen. But I have to tell you that I am very, very disturbed. This is the worst massacre against Israeli or against Jews since the Holocaust. And I'm not exaggerating, and I don't use those words lightly.
Understood. Understood.
So what do we do? So what do we do about it?
Right. Right.
I've spoken about all. I could analyze all the issues inside and out. I can analyze the geopolitical issues. We could talk about Joe Biden. We could talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. We could talk about all the other politicians. When push comes to shove, we have an army, and the army has the responsibility and the ability to respond to this horrible massacre when people's heads were chopped off, babies' heads were chopped off, and they were burned alive, children burned alive, women raped, and we could go on and on. I don't want to get too graphic, but the fact is that we have the ability to respond. We have a military that knows what to do, and hopefully it will be doing it, and we'll wipe out these Islamic terrorist organizations once and for all. But what can an individual do? What can a regular citizen do? And what can an American do? What can people around the world do if they want to make a statement, they want to take a stand? So you know that I was wounded in a terrorist attack about 20 years ago. I was shot and wounded by terrorists from the Fatah terrorist organization. That's the Palestinian Authority, the supposed good terrorists, right? As opposed to the Hamas. They're all evil.
Yep.
And we were wounded. My 3-year-old son was shot in the head in that terror attack. And as a result of that horrible trauma that we experienced, I decided to turn evil into good, and I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children. Well, the second that this massacre happened, we went into emergency mode, and all of our psychologists and social workers and specialty therapists, and they got to work helping the families, creating workshops for families, creating group sessions, and helping the soldiers who will be traumatized for life who've experienced that. There are ways to counter it. There are ways to heal trauma. We've been tested. We know what to do. And we've been operating 24/7 trying to give the treatments that are needed. And I want to invite your listeners, okay, those of you who are listening to this show, who are viewing this show, I want them to have an opportunity to really get on board and really take a stand. And the way to do that is to go to the website of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, which is very, very simple. Israel Israelchildren.org. Okay, that's the simplified website. It's Israelchildren.org. Israel, children.org. And they can immediately see how they can contribute to countering this vicious massacre that has left thousands of Israelis killed, wounded, or taken hostage.
Obviously, these are, and it's not just a Band-Aid. This is real healing that we're talking about by reaching. And there's so much. I was talking with David, who was at a funeral this past week regarding a woman whose husband fought at the base right there. That
Greg,
was
yes. Greg, I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just have to tell you. There are so many families that haven't had funerals. They haven't been able to have funerals. And a lot of those who've been killed haven't even been found. Their bodies haven't even been found. It was such a brutal massacre. And there are 200 hostages sitting in Gaza City and or other parts of Gaza. And we don't know where they are. And the Israeli government is doing its research, trying to find out exactly where those hostages are, whether they're alive. But history has not proven that the Hamas terrorists care about human life at all.
Right.
Human life is not important to them. They brutalize whoever they can get their hands on. Their ultimate goal is not Israel. Their ultimate goal is Western civilization. Mm-hmm. Judeo-Christian civilization. We have to recognize that. We have to understand that. Joe Biden spoke in Israel yesterday, and he said, "I'm standing with you. I'm standing with you, but you have to understand that it's important for the world to understand that Hamas does not represent the Palestinians." And therefore, he said, "I am giving $100 million to the Palestinians to support humanitarian projects." Well, he obviously hasn't learned anything from history. History has proven that if you give money to the Palestinians for humanitarian projects,
yep,
well, it's going right to terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And the people support it. The Palestinian civilians in Gaza, in Judea, in Samaria, they support the terrorism.
That's right.
And they had an election in 2006. That was the last election that they ever had. But they did have an election, and Jimmy Carter, of all people, even came to Israel to confirm that the election was free and fair. Who did they elect?
Hamas.
Yeah. Who came in second? Fatah. So they support terrorism, and I'm not going to cry crocodile tears. I'm not going to shed crocodile tears for Palestinian civilians.
The Palestinians have absolutely no claim to this land whatsoever. We've gone through that and explained that to our audience, Mayor, that there is no Palestinian claim to Israel whatsoever. It is a Soviet gimmick that was created in the 1960s, and it doesn't exist. It just plain doesn't exist. This is an evil that's being fought. How will the people of Israel, it just makes me sick to watch what's happening here in America, to watch Americans going to the street and celebrating and having these marches for Hamas in Palestine is just... It's deplorable to me. That is deplorable.
Well, there is no Palestine. There is no country called Palestine. There never was a country called Palestine, and certainly not a country called Palestine that Arabs run. Look, the fact is that the land of Israel was always part of the. It was always given to the Jewish people. It's an inheritance from the Almighty. Just read through the Bible, you will see it, and it's written there hundreds of times. And you know, we don't have any doubts about our claim to the land of Israel and of our claim to Gaza as well, where Samson lived. This is the historical land of Israel, and we have to stand up for it, and we have to fight against this evil, that this evil Hamas terrorist organization and Islamic Jihad terrorist organization and Fatah terrorist organization that are trying to take that inheritance from us and doing it in the most brutal way. And that's why I call on people to stand with us.
Okay? Absolutely.
You have the website now, the simplified website.
Israelchildren.org. It's actually up on the screen so that people can see it. David is reporting to me now that apparently they have started the attack from Lebanon. Hezbollah has begun their assault from Lebanon.
Well, they started it already a couple of days ago, and we expected it to heat up. Mm-hmm. And so it's a multi-front war. We've been expecting a multi-front war, and it's
what
it's
kind
very
of
important
pre- what,
for the world to what, understand I, that they are launching war against us.
Right.
We are going to fight back, and we are going to fight back this time to win.
What kind of pressure should we be putting on our representatives here in the United States relative to, and I understand that, you know, Israel's not asking for American boots on the ground and so on, but there is a role for America to play. What would you suggest that role is, and what can we be messaging to our representatives here?
That role isn't entirely political. Israel needs political support. Israel needs for the Biden administration and the Senate and the House of Representatives to make it very clear that Israel is allowed to win a war, that we're not going to talk ceasefires, and there shouldn't be any American pressure on Israel for a ceasefire until Israel has wiped out Hamas completely and has won the war and has wiped out Hezbollah completely and has won the war.
What about the artillery that Biden sent from Israel, the stockpile of artillery that he pulled out of Israel and sent to Ukraine? Shouldn't we replenish that stockpile for Israel so that Israel has what America promised them?
Look, we're happy for all of the passive support that can be provided short of boots on the ground. We've never asked America to put boots on the ground.
Sure.
For Israel, we have a very good army. We know how to fight. Of course, we're not going to turn down weaponry, but we need to be allowed to do the job that we know how to do.
And I believe that it is time for Israel to put an end to their enemies. This needs to stop, and it is in America's best interest, because those same enemies have a desire to destroy our country as well. We're not unscathed in any of this. They're coming for us, and our open border puts us at risk.
And that's very clear. The ideology of Hamas is the ideology of ISIS. That should be understood. It should be understood by every American. And so I hope I've made that clear.
Yes, sir.
And I do need to go.
Okay.
Because we have a 24/7 mission here to accomplish, to heal the trauma of the terror victim children and the soldiers, and we're working hard at that right now. And just one last appeal for people out there to donate to Israelchildren.org, and instead of just complaining, instead of just speaking out against evil, we can also do something on the ground.
Amen. Israelchildren.org. Your funds and your prayers will be greatly appreciated for Israel, and your voice in support of the nation of Israel as well. Mayor, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
We're going to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge. 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, CGRwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultrashot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar, and this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultrashot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And if you follow our program, you know that we have been very closely following what's happening with January 6th from the very beginning of this. Literally the first broadcast day after the January 6th events, I was one of the first voices that said, folks, this is not what you think. And this is, you need... For I even had a guest on that was saying, well, this and this, and I said no, and it's one of the bones of contention, quite frankly. It's the biggest bone of contention between myself and my congressional representative, Chip Roy. Chip's done a great job, but the one thing that he hasn't done is he hasn't recanted the things that he said about J6 right after J6, and that's a big issue for a lot of us. Because we firmly believe that these individuals have been unjustly targeted by a tyrannical government. My next guest is feeling this in a very personal way because her son, Enrique Tarrio, is the founder and former president of the Proud Boys. And I want to welcome you, first of all, Zuni. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg, for having me on. We really appreciate all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I met Enrique one time, and then Enrique was actually involved in protecting a friend of mine, Maria, with Latinas for Trump at an event that they were speaking at when Antifa showed up and literally threatened her life. And if it had not been for Enrique and the Proud Boys, things might have turned out significantly differently. But she raved about him and just, you know, what a great man he was and is. And this is just horrific. Talk to me about what you can share on this whole situation. How did we get to this place in light of the fact that he wasn't even at the Capitol on the 6th of January? That's the thing that boggles my mind.
Yeah, well, we got here because of DOJ and this administration and how this was all handled, and that's why we're here at this point with a 22-year sentence for Enrique. So that's how we got here, based on lies and just a witch hunt from DOJ. And you know, as time goes by, I just get more mad at this situation and where it's been taking us. I mean, this is incredible that we're at this point in this whole thing of January 6th. And like you said, Enrique wasn't even there. He followed the instructions of the Department of Police, the police department, to stay away. He did. Nothing indicates any type of conspiracy or plan from his part. You know, they kept brainwashing the jury the whole time with the same videos and the same text messages, where most of those text messages, Enrique wasn't even in them, or they were unable to prove that he even opened most of those messages.
You know, I had another guest, Jeff Zink. Now, he and his son Ryan were there on that day. But Ryan is facing 31 years for a simple trespass. I mean, they didn't even actually, they never even actually went into the Capitol. They were on the outside. But it's just been crazy. David, Summerall, who I think you might know, stophate.com. David has become a good friend and he's been on my program a number of times. I've had John Pierce on, the attorney who's doing a lot of work with J6 people. Part of the problem here, from what my perspective has been, is that the judges are making decisions that have no basis in jurisprudence whatsoever. It's as though they're acting outside of all conventional law. Are you watching that?
Yes, I am. I was in trial for 5 months every single day, except for a couple of days that I came back to Miami. And yes, exactly. They are just, this is just wild thing. I mean, I don't even understand how, you know, how prosecution or how the judges are getting to all of this. And then to top it off, they put a terrorist enhancement on something that was already a wild ride. You know, really, I mean, these are American men and they're being treated as, you know, as just treason. I mean, that's crazy.
Terrorist combatants. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're not terrorists. You know, it's ludicrous to me to think that they were trying to overthrow the government with no arms, with no plan. I mean, this is just look at what happened last night. I want to see where all that's going to go.
Well, and even look back at Seattle and what they were doing. I mean, those individuals actually were armed. They were throwing Molotov cocktails at a federal building, okay? Exactly. I mean, they were trying to knock down the barriers using vehicle apparatus and pipes and all kinds of different things, and they injured several officers. And yet we've seen virtually nothing, a little slap on the wrist maybe, and then they're on their way again. It's really insane.
No justice across the board. No justice across the board at all. I mean, this is just crazy. You know, in court, I heard on sentencing, well, we don't want, you know, the world to see this happen again in the U.S. Well, you know what? What the world is seeing is that the U.S. government, this administration, and the DOJ is treating their citizens as if we were in a third world country. We're talking about guys that never had a chance in this trial at all from the get-go.
Right.
Okay. We requested several times a change of venue. And, you know, it's just crazy. And another thing is that what the world is seeing, that we're treating our American citizens, our men, you know, as terrorists. I mean, where are we going with this? Is that seriously why this all happened? Because they want to show something to the world and they don't want this to happen again? That's just crazy. Ruining people's lives, you know, over something like this is just, and you know, it's not only all the J6ers, it's the families that are suffering, the children, you know, the grandparents that they're not going to get to see pass away. Like in Enrique's case, I mean, you know, this is really out of control. This is an out of control situation, but you know, the DOJ, the judges and everybody else is helping this situation. Mm-hmm. They're not actually taking control of what's going on.
Well, the other piece to this is what's happening on the, you know, I mean, you have individuals that were accused of just ridiculous charges, but because they're associated with it, they've gotten kicked out of their houses. People won't rent to them. Businesses won't hire them. It's slanderous what's taken place.
Exactly. Pastor Greg, I mean, this is past that. These guys will never go back to a regular life again, period, as they knew it before. They will not be able to get a bank account, a credit card. They will not be able to put their kids to college by themselves. It's just not going to happen. How much of this are we going to take? You know, we need to stop being quiet. And, you know, I was quiet for a long time, but it's time to speak out about this and put them out there and let people and everyone and other governments know what's going on in this country right now.
It's, you know, the other piece to this in my mind, it's got to be scary, too, for some of these other governments that were allies of ours, allies for freedom, allies for liberty, who are watching our country just bow down to tyranny. It you know, who's going to stand up if the United States of America falls? And this has been an issue for quite some time. But if the United States of America implodes and falls, freedom and liberty around the world will no longer exist. The light will be extinguished. We are the ones who carry that torch. And if we don't carry it, no one else will.
Exactly. I mean, nobody says that what happened on January 6th was pretty, was nice. But you know what? Basically, most of the people, if not all the people that were there, went because they had the right to freedom of speech. They had a right to be there. They had a right to protest. And, you know, this has just been carried out too far. And that's exactly, you're absolutely right about that. Our allies are just seeing, like, what is going on there? This is chaotic. And then we keep going further and further. Just last week, the DOJ filed because they think it's not enough that Enrique Tarrio got 22 years in prison for text and for expressing himself and for freedom of speech. And they want more time. And who is allowing this? Who is allowing this? The government, the administration, the judges are allowing this kind of situation. That is crazy.
Well, that you have, yeah. That you
no bonds, no nothing.
That you have to apologize. You know, I put with the post that I put up today, as you know, I knew you were be coming on, and again, I thank you for being with me today. But I had, you know, put a post up relative to your visit today, and part of that includes a couple of pieces that I wrote. One of them had to do with why were people there? Why did people show up on that day? And, you know, people showed up because they shut us down. They closed off our businesses. People showed up because they took away our basic constitutional rights. They forced people to have vaccines. They forced people to have certain treatments in hospitals. They have forced children to change their gender by manipulating their minds. I mean, all of these things were going on even then, and people were showing up to voice their opinions and to voice their concerns to their supposed representatives, and the representatives cowered in their building and said, oh dear, we don't want to hear from these constituents. We're afraid of the people that voted for us to get here, and we don't want to hear from them. Since when does a constitutional republic's representatives say, we don't want to hear from you, the people that put us in office?
Because they did this on purpose. They had a lot of federal agents on the ground undercover, and they could have asked for help when they needed. They did not ask for the help to bring in more forces of the National Guards. They didn't ask for that. They wanted this to happen. They wanted this to happen. They wanted all this chaos to come through just to show a point as far as political. So these guys are political pawns of something that was already planned. You know, they had a lot of people. So you're telling me that those people that were on the ground, those federal agents that were on the ground that were supposed to report back, did they ever report that Proud Boys or any other group had a plan, a conspiracy? Nobody reported that because there was none.
Right. Well, and that's what's come out, right? Is that the honest informants have all said, hey, there's nothing to report here. There literally is nothing going on. But then you had others that went ahead and created something.
The chaos.
But these were basically FBI informants or even some FBI agents that were egging this on and creating something. And what I think is really ironic is that some of the FBI agents egged on in people that they didn't realize were informants and got the informants to do things. And so it's the FBI and the FBI informants that are the ones that created the majority of these issues.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, I was in court all those months during trial, and we kept seeing the same videos over and over and over again. They were brainwashing these 12 people that, to begin with, we had an issue with, that we were going to have an issue with. You know, they were rehabilitated as jurors over and over and over again, and we were seeing the same videos. They didn't show all the videos they were supposed to send, you know, allow in. A lot of the videos that we wanted to show were not allowed in. What they also did is the texts were taken out of context. They would show if a text had 10 lines, they would show 5 and 7. But what happened to line 6 of that text? What did line 6 say? Why was line 6 taken out of so that the jury could not see it? Not to mention that we had a lot of jury problems. We had a jury that was followed around a lot of the times. And, you know, there was a lot of that and nothing happened with that. The trial kept going and going like nothing of that was happening.
So now the sentencing has taken place. Is that correct?
Right. They were already sentenced. Sentencing was taking place. Now we're going for appeals. And, you know, somebody has to see appellate judges have to see that there was a lot of inconsistencies in that trial, that there was a lot of problems in that trial, that these guys are overcharged. You know, obstruction, a conspiracy, seditious, and terrorist enhancement to top it off.
Right.
You know, somebody has to be real. I mean, God has to step in here and put somebody on there that's going to say, okay, this is not right.
Now, Enrique was tried with how many other Proud Boys?
4.
Okay.
Of which, one, they didn't even know that well. They threw him into the mix because that was Dominic Pozzola that broke the window. So that would help their case. So they just threw Dominic Pozzola into our indictment just to put them in the mix. I mean, you know, realistically, they didn't even hardly know Dominic, you know. And we have people here, you know, we have defendants from our indictment that have served this country, that right. have done a lot of good for this country. You know, and I hear a lot of bad things about Enrique Tarrio, but you know what? I hear so many thousands of good things that I don't even listen to the bad stuff because I hear so many good things about my son, Judge Greg, that it's, I mean, Pastor Greg, oh, God forbid, Pastor Greg, that, you know, I really don't listen to all of it because he's a good man, he's a good patriot, he's a family man with real good values.
Well, but the problem is that for the left, the values that he has, family, being a father figure in his home, patriarchy, which is a part of that, it's a biblical truth, leading his family, protecting his wife, protecting his children, providing for them, all of those kinds of things, you know, and then they want to call him a white supremacist, which I think is hilarious, right? I mean, that's really quite funny.
Just
to put out there, what is his nationality?
He was born and raised in the U.S.
Right.
And we're from a Cuban background. I was born in Cuba, and so was his father. So we come from a communist country. We know what we're looking at.
Absolutely.
So he is raised and born in the U.S., and he's from a Cuban background. So the white supremacist is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, not to mention that Proud Boys always had all types. They've had blacks, Asians, right. and white. They have all kinds of guys. So, you know, to call him a white supremacist is really insulting to me. Just like I heard something the other day, Puppet Master. I mean, are you serious? Can somebody be so strong that can control thousands and thousands of people that showed up to the Capitol that day?
Right.
I mean, how are you going to control that kind of people sitting in a hotel? Plus, if he really thought, Pastor Greg, that it was so, if he had a plan, if he had a conspiracy, why is he sitting in a hotel room on January 6th and he's not down there with his men? obstructing.
Well, the other piece to this is okay, so if there was a plan, well, then apparently the plan was for one of the biggest prayer meetings that this nation has seen in you know, probably going back to like the Promise Keepers event that I attended back in the 1990s. I mean, the majority, a large portion of those individuals, and you can see it on the video, are praying. They're praying for this country. They're praying that somehow an intervention will take place and the corrupt proceedings that were going on that day will be stopped.
Well, we need to pray now. We need to pray a lot now. And we need to voice ourselves now and make sure that we get out and we vote. And we have a lot of things to do. Americans have a lot of things to do this coming year. We need to do it. This appeal is very important. It's not, I've always said it, it's not important only for Enrique Tarrio. It's important for this whole country, you know, to help with this. I mean, we have TarrioFamilyFund.org set up, and we need all the help we can get. This is going to be, we need to win this war by any means, because this is going to get really ugly if we continue to have our American citizens sentenced to 22 years in jail for something that they didn't do, for something that they weren't there, and all the rest of these guys, all J6ers.
Well, and then that's the thing. I mean, you know, you are supposed to have a right to redress your government. And these individuals acted as though they don't need to listen to the voice of the people. They don't need to pay attention to it. And now, you know, in state after state, we're finding Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania and others. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, maybe there was Georgia. Maybe there was election fraud. Maybe there were problems with the election process. But it's beyond that, because they weren't just there because of the election fraud. They were there because of lockdowns. And now what do we have again? We have threats to coming up in the next months. I have a friend who sent me a text talking to a TSA agent. He said, oh, yeah, we're ramping up. We're ramping up. We're getting ready to ramp up. Ramp up for what?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is really, we need to take back control back of all of this. And we need to make sure that these J6ers are heard. And we are their voices. So, you know, we need to go ahead and speak out and let them know, hey, this is really unjust across the board. I mean, there is nobody that can tell me that this is just.
TarrioFamilyFund.org. Did I get that right? T-A-R-R-I-O FamilyFund.org.
Yes, that's it. Please, anything, any little bit helps. We've gotten so much help. We're very blessed. We really are. Besides the situation that we're in, we're a very blessed family. We've had a lot of friends and a lot of people that we don't even know come to us and say, hey, here's $5, $10, here's a hug. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as a woman, I mean, my mom was someone who was kind of, you know, laid back about things and what have you. She came kind of from that generation. But in the last, you know, 10 years or so, she's really said, hey, you know what? No, we've got to get more vocal. We've got to step up and say, what would you say to those ladies and men that are thinking, well, you know, I'm not sure how much I want to get involved in this. I'm a little hesitant, or you know, well, eventually good will win out, so I'm just going to wait till that happens. Having stared at the belly of the beast, give us a little pep talk, if you would.
Well, I was like your mom before. I was really laid back. I was quiet. I never got involved with anything of politics or anything like that. But it hit really close to home. It's my son. I'm out here to speak. I'm telling everybody, speak out. It doesn't work out to be quiet anymore. We need to speak out. We need to be active with this situation. Again, I was quiet till all this happened. And now I'm kind of mad. So and when a mom is mad, that's not good. But absolutely. Yes, we need to out, and this can happen to any one of us, just for going out and saying something or writing something on a text, or this can happen to anybody, and that's very dangerous.
It's, you know, we have a right. I mean, again, we are supposed to be a constitutional republic, folks. That it is, we are a representative republic. And I've said for years to the people as they listen to my program, listen, if, you know, when I say politician, right, you say, oh, liar and thief. And okay, I want you to stop right there. I want you to go into your bathroom and I want you to look into the mirror. And I want you to ask yourself, are you looking at a liar and a thief? And are you looking at somebody that's dishonest? And are you looking at somebody that's not trustworthy? If you are, get your act together. Get your life in order, right? But generally speaking, the answer to that question is well, no, of course not. Okay, they are supposed to represent you. When you look at a politician that you have voted for or that's voted into office, you should see somewhere in their character and their life a reflection of who you are, because that's why they're there. They're a representative. And if they're not, then it's time to boot them out of there.
Exactly. And that's another thing. Our local representatives have never reached out to us to ask us for anything or give an opinion or stand out there and talk about J6. It's very few, very few. And you know what? We need to remember that when it's time to vote again. Oh, wait a minute. You were all over Washington taking pictures, having breakfast. But what did you do for me? Did you ever contact this family that voted for you? No. So it's time to speak out, and let's go ahead and let them know that we're here, that we exist, and that we're going to fight this.
I guess to me, the biggest message here, folks, is this, you know, free. Every January 6th defendant should be freed.
Yes, they had no arms. They were there for no particular reason to harm the government or do anything. They were there to have their voices listened to.
They were there to be a part of the governmental process that is guaranteed for them in the Constitution of the United States of America. They were there to bring to account the government to defend the rights of the people, period.
And how do you give 22 years to a person that wasn't even there to do that? You know, that, I mean, it's just beyond me. I mean, I really don't understand how we're giving this power to the DOJ, to this administration, to do things like this.
Yeah, though it's a chilling message that's being sent that essentially is saying, sit down, shut up, and take the blue pill. That's what it is. That's what they're doing. Zuni, I thank you for being with me today. And again, Tarrio, T-A-R-R-I-O, familyfund.org. TarrioFamilyFund.org. Zuni, we'll look forward to having you back so that you can keep us posted and up to date with regards to this. We're going to be praying for him. But also, folks, the Capitol number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call your representative, call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them you want the January 6th defendants set free and all their charges dropped. This needs to end. This must end.
Thank you, Pastor Greg, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Zuni, so very much. We're going to take our leave for today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay tuned here on TECN-TV. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right after this brief break. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours.